his room.
Yeah, and I know what he's watching.
What?
Night Court.
Great.
So we can watch Masterpiece Theater after dinner.
I got the telephone number for the parade today.
Yeah.
And, I walked by Boston Garden. I could see some ducks in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are they?
Did you wash your hands for dinner?
Uh-oh.
Soap and water. Those are dirty hands. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was kind of raining out when I went by the first time. But tomorrow, Nathaniel, I will call the place.
What?
That the place where you get tickets for the parade. Okay? And
what?
I'll find
that
out.
Place?
It's called the Boston Historic Foundation. I'll call them up and find out everything we
you
need
know
to
what?
Know.
What? Susan? Know where Suzanne thought it was?
What?
I mean, in Boston.
It is in Boston. You talked to her about the parade?
Yeah.
Yep. It's in Boston. It's right where the duckling in the story went. Remember in the Boston Garden in the story? Remember how they were on Cambridge side where of the river when she had made the nest? And then remember when she had to meet Mr. Mallard and Michael the policeman had to cross him and everything. Now he's in Boston.
And they thought that bridge was an island.
Yeah, right. But then they did find an island right underneath the bridge. If I remember correctly. Here we go. Now this is hot. Let it cool off. You can pick it up and eat it right off the bone, but it needs to be a little cool, and then you can even have more.
What is this?
Pork.
Do you have to drink?
I have tonic and you have strawberry quick. And Daddy has, I believe, plain milk.
Yeah.
Sweetheart? So it looks like we still have Disney today.
Mm.
What a lucky break.
Yeah.
You can have a napkin there. Please use it. Sweetheart?
Masterpiece Theater is not on tonight.
Oh. Never mind.
When is it?
Take a look at the chicken and tell me if it's done. If it's done, I'll put it in the dish for you.
It's done. It's going to be on tomorrow night.
Oh, so it's not on every night anymore.
Well, no, it is, but they have a special about child safety.
Oh.
You know, don't talk to strangers, etc.
Well, that's okay.
What's that from?
It means, and also.
That's a good thing to know.
Well, I already know not to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
So why are you taping it?
I stopped the tape because I wanted to have Mousterpiece Theater on it. I wanted to have Mousterpiece Theater right after Peter Pan.
That means Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Good thing you checked, huh?
Good thing I checked.
That they beware of men dressed in green tights.
Beware of women posing as young boys, dressed in green tights, looking for their shadows in your room at night.
That's really nice,
yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that I know a place where dreams are born?
I was going to stop at the place.
And time is never planned.
Why do you say that, Ben? Why are you growling?
Just think of lovely things, and your heart can fly on wings.
Rings.
Fly on what?
Rings.
Rings instead of wings.
Okay, so.
You're welcome, not as much as you want. I'll probably have a little.
Sit up, little ducks.
Dad, I have pork.
Tell them, Dad, what you had is what they made today at snack time.
The first night of Passover.
They had pyramid stuff. Stuff that they used to have pyramids to make with.
Shoot, I forget the name of it.
Mots.
It's this traditional Passover dish, and they had apples and walnuts, and they use grape juice instead of wine, and they crush it all up together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to represent the mortar that they made the pyramids of. And Nathaniel ate it all up is what I hear.
Wow.
All that he could.
Fasting or something?
I ate up the whole thing.
That's why I gave you a vitamin last night.
No, you could tell last night.
Yeah, I know. I should have insisted you have all of them, but sorry. I could have been more pushy in that way. If I didn't realize you were really doing things.
Everyone at work has been real jerks recently. Not everyone, but
who?
Bert has been a real jerk at work.
You mean he's a real bad jerk?
You mean Bert's a jerk work jerk?
Yeah.
I have to go to the
what is he a jerk?
You shouldn't be calling people names.
And the jerk?
Well, he's just been a nudge recently.
Oh, I know what nudge means.
So tell me about your day today at school.
Well, it was good. Remember what I told you about that stuff that used to build pyramids in 1999?
Yeah.
You want to know how I knew it was in 1999?
How?
Smart brain.
Oh.
Well, 1999. You will turn 15 in
1999. Next
1999? I mean, it must have been some other year that they did the pyramid stuff.
Is there anything still in the oven of the broiler?
No, did I fail to turn it off? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Russell is on at 8.
Oh. All right, catch it. I've listened to some the few old ones that we have. I listen to from time to time, and it's really enjoyable.
You remember the movie Heman?
What does that spell? Oh.
Yes.
That is on at 9.
What? What does that spell? Jim Henson?
Not quite.
Yeah, it's just a trash show that we won't be watching.
Yeah, but what is it called?
Oh, Daddy.
It's called He-Man.
Hey, why? They have toy sculptures? They have toys?
No, this is the movie He-Man with not... It's not cartoons and it's not toys, it's actors.
It's the same, isn't it?
No.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe!
You have a He-Man sweatshirt, but I don't think the He-Man movie is good for you.
Fine.
Well,
Well, know what? She was on? It's on in U.S. 8. She was on in USA. It is.
What do you mean by that?
USA Channel, USA Network.
Oh.
There's a channel that's called USA on TV.
I'm sorry.
There's like Lifetime, there's USA, Nashville Network.
Well, I guess we haven't had cable for a while, and I forgot his name. A few minutes.
I like him now.
But you want to go see the movie right now. Maybe when you're...
Why not? Never saw it.
Because you've been too young so far.
So? Does this look like a learn anything from it? Oh, yes. I watched it before.
Not the movie.
Yeah, but... He-Man can teach me a lot of stuff.
I think that Gene and Roger said it was a trashy movie.
So?
Somehow it doesn't surprise me. I would be more surprised
if He-Man... More pork chop.
They raved about it.
Mom, more pork.
Not since Heaven's Gate has such a great glorious movie come forth.
More pork.
All right, all the horses. I wonder how... Oh, Hyers hasn't had to move yet. I was thinking, I wonder how Hyers is doing at her daughter's house, but she doesn't have to move until the end of April. I wonder if Pam will go crazy.
Never front croak.
Oh, Pam's karate training will come in handy.
My mother,
mother, I'd rather do it to myself. Remember, I'm a black belt. Nathaniel, I'm cutting this up.
What?
Did you chew everything off the bone on yours there?
Yeah, I'm almost like.
Okay, and here's some all cut up for you. Push the dish forward. And some. And wait. There's more. Wait. There's more. Well, do you know what I found out today at Open Center?
No.
The April 25th is not only Nathaniel's birthday, but it's the twins' birthday.
Yeah, I know!
Who's the twins? Steven and who?
John.
Steven and John?
Yeah, one's a polar bear, one's a penguin.
Yeah, and their birthday, honey, Lori? Their birthdays are both April 25th.
I knew that before you.
Yeah? So can you imagine these kids?
Wow.
That should be something. Apparently it's an event that doesn't happen very often.
Right now they're free.
On one day there's going to be a polar bear, a penguin, and a duck all having their birthdays, huh?
No, there are no more ducks.
You're a duck?
Does this look like I have a red beak?
Well, aren't you going to be in a parade with ducks?
Real ducks.
Real ducks? So aren't you a duck then?
No.
Aren't you my little ducks?
Which duck are you going to be then?
Quack.
Quack? So I've been thinking, I said today while I was posing, I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Leave it alone, honey.
And you stopped in the dinosaur to see if they had any duck bills.
Dinosaur?
Well, I have other animal noses that are dinosaurs. But she went and got me a duck-billed dinosaur.
What's
a duck? No, just the beak. She's sure that that company that makes those make duck bills. I just have to look around.
Move on.
I was thinking maybe we could make a duck costume that looks sort of like Big Bird's Bird Couture costumes, except duck colors.
Nah. I wouldn't like it.
Where they have wings?
Oh, yeah.
And they have
bird
heads?
What was the fabric that you were thinking? I was thinking what I'm saying.
Well, I was thinking of tissue paper.
I know.
Well, I think that's a very good idea, but we have to have something somewhat firm to put the tissue paper on.
Yeah, like a fabric.
Cardboard.
I think we should use cloth of some kind.
Cardboard. I think you're both wrong.
What do you think?
Paper.
Hey, wait a minute. I think we're all on the same side.
Make it out of paper mache. That's what, you know, Nathaniel was saying, you make a pinata that he can put on him.
Yeah, I think that's the right idea. I don't know if it's possible to get Celastic anymore.
What's Celastic?
It's something that they use in theater to make things.
Well, where would we find out?
I guess a theater supply store, so... Let's just, and it used to be very expensive, so let's just say it's going to be paper mache.
Yeah,
it's
not.
Yeah.
I make it so we can do it. So, paper mache? Don't we need something for the form?
No, we can create forms.
But more porky.
For the crown of...
More porky pig.
Of the head. We can use a balloon.
That's it, folks. Mm-hmm. More of that.
You want some chicken?
No, I want good meat. That's all, folks.
So we can measure the distance around his head. Then we measure a balloon that's about a half inch larger in diameter. And we paper mache the balloon. And then when it hardens, you pop the balloon. And then you just cut where you want it to finish. And then you can add another layer of paper mache to make the bill. And then you can use the crepe paper to make the feather. That's the type of stuff that's on the pinata that you said we should use.
So I should. I imagine get whatever supplies I can with this stuff. Oh, maybe on the weekend we can do it.
We can do it on the weekend.
Weekend, that will be too late.
No, it's the next weekend is the parade. This weekend is not the parade. This weekend is Nana's birthday. I think I'm going to get her a parasol that costs like $6 or $9 or something like that. And Chinese store in Central Square. I wish I knew some other Chinese stores because I really don't like the guy who works there. The Dao.
Which Chinese store is that?
The one with the Hello. Can I ask you something, please? Rob King? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay. He recognizes your name.
It took me a minute.
Hi. Okay, here.
Yeah.
More porn?
Well, there is no more porn.
Can
I borrow some more melon? No, I hope I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe some chicken.
Have first more melon and then chicken. Want another biscuit?
No.
I'd like you to have more food. Doing that face?
Nothing. I'm thinking about something.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a very happy look at that face. Not a yummy face.
Yeah. You can't solicit his customers for 3 or 4 months or so. Then you know what you should do? As soon as that time is up, you should solicit all of his customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melon, honey?
All right, where's the biscuit, though?
Well, I work in Newton at a place. We can hit up all of the rest of his customers in the meantime if you want. Circadian still? Oh, he lost Circadian? How?
I'm
gonna die. Wow. Yeah.
Can you get
that
too?
Eat them both.
Yeah. No, that was so stupid because that was about his biggest. Yeah. No, his stuff for the most part is, you know, sort of run of the mill. Yeah. Oh yeah, they paid a hell of a lot more to him than if they went to a regular commercial printer. You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Wow. Well, I'm glad that everything worked out for you, Rob. Well, no, but it's the major reason that they're trying to do that is not really to stop you from going anyplace else, but to think that you can't go anyplace else in the immediate area. And that's pretty much standard for the franchise printing business. I've been reading the Quick Printer magazines, and that seems to be the way that they try to, a lot of the franchises try to handle their employees. Yeah, but I'm glad that Mr. Ray did not get a chance to win. Yeah. 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 Wow. So, how long was that document supposedly in force for? 5 years. Wow. Because I work within 8 miles of his store, and it's certainly been less than 5 years. But it's you know, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, I'm glad to hear that you won. So how's your wife doing?
Doing really
good. Oh, good. Good.
Some chicken.
Okay, hold on.
A little piece.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Alright, I'm done.
Yeah, I wish my company would give me a $1,300 bonus. Yeah.
Three. One at a time.
Why?
Yeah.
Sam, because that's it's not good to stuff your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Where I work, maybe you'd like to stop by sometime where I work and just take a look at the place. It's called Radnor Press. Yeah, and it's on Watertown Street in Newton, Route 16. So it's basically in the same street that Ray Shop is on, except it's about 6 miles away, or 5 miles, or something like that. Yeah, it's right near the Watertown line. Yeah, we have a large horizontal flatbed camera. Oh yeah, I mean, you can deal in fractions of a percent. Yeah, so that's you have these two big reels inside the dock room that you turn to get to correct size, and the camera very, very rarely ever gets out of calibration. I mean, you can say you want something that's 46.5%, and you know it's always 46.5%, you know, and it goes down to 20%, and it goes up as high as I believe 300%. Yeah, it has a good range, but the bed itself is 8 or 9 feet long, you know, so it takes up a bit of space. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is a SST 2024. Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, has quartz lights, but no densitometer, nothing fancy. You know, all of the Yeah. 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 Oh, I know. I remember the 4-3 that they had at. Yeah.
How does Piglet cure scary stuff?
He sings this little song
to himself. I put it there. It's mine. Put it back.
Mom, get all this money. Which one is mine?
All of these plastic eggs are yours.
So that means all these eyeballs are mine.
I guess so.
1, 2, 3. Good evening. Princess number 9. Number 9. Pictures.
Number 9. What's this, Sophie? Pick up this egg and pick up Goofy.
You got on the floor.
I'm sure that Mac Russell was talking about something else when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get your pajamas. Pick and look at the books. What should we read? Leave them alone.
You do it on purpose.
No. Yeah.
I didn't. I can't even.
I saw you. Yeah.
I know I meant to hit him right. I meant to hit him like that. I didn't mean to hit him like that. I meant to pat him on the head.
Okay, you meant to pat you on the head. Now, yeah, but pajamas.
He's still patting me.
Then. Jimmy Thomas.
Thomas?
You want to shut the
door? Yes. Look in the living room in the drawer that I keep medicine in. If it's not there, then you'll have to wait for me to go in there. I'll be in the room.
Which one? The desk drawer?
Yeah. Desk drawer.
I knew you were going to say something when I said it. I was just, after I said it, I regretted ever saying
it. Desk drawer, destroy.
Okay.
Yes. I'll have about down to his neck. Down to his neck.
Take two, right?
Yes.
Okay,
let's get some more of the daddy. Let me see that. Hey, there's a new level of daddy. Yeah. I know. Yes, it's the meal time tape. Yeah, I'm also going to read the story. I was just finished, and I'm going to read the story, which I also promised to do. I see that I've found a way now to.
Hey, Finn, you want to go to a baseball game tomorrow? Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Dylan, You have said that. Now, what game is it going to take him to?
The Red Sox game.
Dylan.
How about paying me a baby?
Yeah.
Dylan. Do you understand?
Dan.
Do you know what it means when Dylan winks like that?
I'm not winking. So, want me to teach you how to throw a baseball then? Yeah?
What?
Who's the best brother in the world?
You.
Who's the best at everything in the world?
You.
Who's the biggest ham in the world?
Then you'll say mom.
He doesn't know what to say because you're making these hollow promises.
Hollow? No, hollow is the chocolate you're eating, okay?
Yeah.
Sam, who's the best at everything?
Really?
No, say the name.
Mommy, it's Mommy. The best.
Who's the best at pulling girls?
You. What?
You. I don't care.
Steve has a headache. He's sick. Mm-hmm. And don't you think it'll sound on the all set. First this regular talk, and then all of a sudden this. What are you doing? Not a thing. You're gonna have to brush your teeth again. Wait, let me give you a minute. Vacation right now.
I hate it when he has school vacation. I'm going to break his school up.
Hey,
go ahead, then I have any longer vacation.
Nathaniel, you're going to go in that school next year and you'll have school vacation and stuff too when you're in kindergarten, okay?
Yeah, and he'll have to go every day, most days.
No, I won't. No.
Probably.
Something in your eye? Why are you winking at me? I'm not your type.
What, you're not my typewriter?
Yeah. That's a good pun, Ben. It's a good pun.
What do you mean by pun?
Pun is when you make a rhyme or a joke.
A dumb joke. Mom's real good at puns.
Alright, go finish the medicine and brush your teeth. Nathaniel, that's not the thing to do. Drink it.
I know, drink it, Daniel, really.
Well, I think we'll have to take time away from storytelling if you're going to keep playing around with the medicine like this.
I totally agree.
It's not up to you, so it doesn't matter if you break
it. Yes, it does. I'm the head of the house. Hey, I'm the man who brings home the bacon.
Well, no.
What,
you mean when you walk in, you're the biggest ham, right?
No, Mom. I'm the man with the biggest muscles around here. The biggest build. You know. See this muscle? It's big. Look at the back.
Forehead.
Do you know the orientation that we went to?
Yeah.
Remember? have one of the people who's doing certification today was on TV today. Was that Jennifer Abode? Remember I said to you, oh wow, she's in our group.
She's the one from Say It Sister. She had a radio.
Oh yeah, that lady at the radio shows in the different states.
She
the big shot lady.
Big shot lady. She didn't have a big shot. She got her tape out already.
She's pressed on mine. She clawed everyone until she pressed me. She clawed me. I was just sitting there.
Dylan, you purposely set out to be last in line. In fact, you were upset when someone got in line behind you. You remember that?
So I like to be last.
Okay, so not
so, but Ma,
making accusations.
She wasn't. You're trying to tell me she wasn't clawing people out of her way?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you that.
Oh my! I wish I had a videotape of that. That'd be my certification tape.
The woman who was walking out at the same time that we were. Well, we were leaving there.
She's the first one. Come on, because she spent an hour chatting with the lady.
No, it's just that she knows all about that stuff, and she knows radio. She understands some of the concepts, I'm sure. Working in radio, some of that probably carries over to working in video.
I was hoping the lady would shut up. That's why I got in line.
I know you got in line because I came over and said, Dylan, get in line.
Well, I got in line because the lady wouldn't shut up. I know who you're talking about. No wonder Leigh has a radio show. Never shut up. I didn't even do that. It just fell. I'm not thinking about it. You're the only one who's ever noticed it.
Because I know you so well.
Hardly.
Wow,
Mom.
Throwing away six-letter words around.
Dad, you kind of fast.
Ma, do you want me to cut off your allowance?
Oh, this says number 7 here. But QR? But it's really N-O-N-P. Oh, I see. Yeah, so Dylan and I put those labels on. We made a mistake.
No, you made the mistake.
Oh, I was being kind.
Sam, who's smarter? Who's smarter?
Hey, he obviously is the smarter one.
No, he's not.
If he knows, not if he's saying that. Not to point at his mother. Come on.
Good night.
Good night,
Sparky.
Good night.
Good night, Sparky.
Good night.
Why are you calling him Sparky? Go give Daddy a hug.
Like a...